Every preseason is different. I'm in a different position than I was in last year and the year before and the 7 years before that. So it allows me, all the stuff going on, allows me to just take it day by day and just focus on, you know, I was really locked in on today's practice. You know, starting when I get done lifting and with yoga and I start, you know, continue to work towards this game, I'm just getting locked in for Friday night. And so I think we're on the same page, you know, the coaches and the players across the team, that we're taking this thing day by day, and coaches' mantra is we're going to win the day. And I think that that's your barometer for how things are going.
You know, I think that being a veteran and being in a bunch of different scenarios, you learn to take it play by play. You learn to take it day by day. And so there's different scenarios that you get faced with as a third string, second string, first string, whatever position you play. And so being able to be locked in on what are we trying to get out of this play? What are we trying to get out of this series? What are we trying to get done tonight? I think it allows me to not get caught up in anything else that's going on and stay focused on the task at hand. First off, it's fun. You know, I've been in that situation before, but I've never been in that situation with a couple of linemen who've been played, and I talked about it after the game, you know, 7, 8, 9 years. So it was a lot of fun going in, you know, being down 12 and just trying to get the most out of each play and let guys make plays. We had some really big runs and you know, turnover on defense, and it was fun to be a part of guys rallying back. I think it's a confidence builder, but at the same time, I honestly looked back at the game, I graded each play, figured out what I wanted to do better, and coaches got with me on it, and then trying to apply that to this week, and it's really not a whole lot more than that. Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we have new plays in each week and new objectives, and this is a different scenario. We're coming off two back-to-back home games. Now we're going to the loudest stadium in the league, and third preseason game, it's going to be rocking. And so Coach Trestman talks a lot about dealing with the inevitability of success and adversity, and that crowd noise is going to present some adversity for us, and it's a great opportunity for us to control it and manage the situation and run the offense the way we would if we were at home.